This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. This morning in Italy, the earth moved at 3:30 local time, an earthquake measuring at least 5.8 on the Richter scale, and some measurements put it at 6.3, hit a significant earthquake by any measure. At least 50 people have died. Tens of thousands of people are homeless. The damage is being assessed by rescue workers and journalists all over the area. Rachel Donadio joins us from our partner, The New York Times. She's the Rome bureau chief. She's in L'Aquila, Italy. Rachel, first of all, what's it feel like on the ground right at this moment?
Hi, John. Well, just a second ago, there was a little aftershock just while I was waiting to talk to you. Nothing certainly as big as the huge earthquake that hit at 3:30 in the morning. I was in Rome 95 miles to the west and was jolted awake when my entire house started shaking. Here, you can imagine, in L'Aquila, the center, the epicenter of the quake, things are much worse. This is in the Abruzzo region, a very mountainous region just to the east of Rome, and houses are destroyed. The cupola, the dome of the cathedral in the main downtown square, is half destroyed. There are a lot of other 18th and 17th and earlier century buildings that have huge cracks in them, rubble falling all over the place, roof tiles. I just did a little walk around in the historic center, treading lightly over rubble and hoping that things didn't shake again, but it looks pretty ugly. There's also another really tragic situation, which is that a university dormitory, which was about four stories high, collapsed. You know, one floor collapsed into the other. It wasn't entirely flattened, but it looked really awful. And a lot of students and parents were waiting anxiously outside that dormitory, crying and comforting each other as rescue workers sifted through the rubble to try to find some of the students who are believed to be trapped inside.
Horrible, reminiscent of the Northridge earthquake in California, where a dormitory was affected there. You know, we have images of rural towns clinging to mountainsides in Italy, and I'm wondering if that's the major challenge, seeing what the damage is like in the small communities outside of L'Aquila.
Yeah, I think that probably will be part of the challenge. I have heard that 26 surrounding towns have also had damage, and you just never know, I mean, whether the crack in the wall is going to lead to total structural collapse or not. A lot of post-war architecture around here, to my, you know, experienced eyes, does not look particularly sturdy. Some of these buildings don't inspire confidence. But then you look at some of the more ancient and even medieval structures that are built out of solid, solid stone and have withstood earthquakes in the past, and some of them aren't doing so well either. It's really hard to know what the situation will be. I heard the spokesman for Italy's Civil Protection Agency on television a little while ago, and he was saying that maybe even as many as 50,000 people would be homeless. L'Aquila, the seat of this area, has about 80,000 people altogether, and it's just hard to know who's homeless and who's not. The streets are filled with people in their pajamas carrying dusty suitcases as they try to collect some of their belongings and go stay with friends and relatives elsewhere.
But the government is moving into the area. The level of preparedness certainly exceeds the tragic earthquake in Naples in 1980, where the Italian government was seen to be not terribly prepared. Rachel Donadio from our partners, The New York Times, still feeling aftershocks there in L'Aquila, Italy, close to the epicenter. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Again, the earth moved in the middle of the night in L'Aquila, Italy, central Italy. The earthquake measured at least 5.8 on the Richter scale.